Calves and feeder cattle sold steady to mixed at the weekly Monday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Even if drought subsides this year, Daryl Peel says it's likely that cattle numbers will continue to tighten. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 22nd of February. Negotiated cash-fed cattle trade ranged from a standstill to mostly inactive on very light demand through Monday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Prices last week were $142 a hundredweight on a live basis in Nebraska and the Southern Plains, and they are $142 to $144 in the Western Corn Belt. Dress prices were at $226. The five area average weighted direct fed steer price last week was $1.88 higher at $142.36. The average steer price in the beef was $2 higher at $226.04. Equity and futures markets were closed Monday in observance of President's Day. As mentioned in the previous day's Cattle Current, live cattle futures were an average of 75 cents higher week-to-week on Friday, from 37 cents to $1.37 higher, except for 30 cents lower in nearby April. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.24 higher week-to-week on Friday, from 15 cents to $1.80 higher, except for 80 cents lower in spot March. Choice box beef cutout value was $1.76 lower Monday afternoon, at $264.09 a hundredweight. Select was 79 cents lower at $261.84.
Shh, hear that? It's a quiet, easy handling Hereford cow. That's right, no broken fences, no busted gates, no injured people. Herefords lead the way in the silent traits and fertility. Studies show they increase profitability by more than $51 per cow per year. At the same time, that's real money and real results. Isn't it time for you to come home to Hereford? Learn more at hereford.org.
Calves and feeder cattle sold steady to mixed at the weekly Monday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Through mid-session, feeder steers and calves were selling $1 to $3 lower at Oklahoma National Stockyards, where there are an estimated 13,500 head on offer. Feeder heifers and calves were trading $1 to $3 higher. Also through mid-session, feeder steers and heifers were trading steady at Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, where there are an estimated 7,500 head. At Sioux Falls Regional in South Dakota, feeder steers sold steady to $5 higher, except for steady to $2 lower at 800 to 850 pounds. Much higher undertones were noted for lighter weight steers. Heifers sold steady to $5 lower. There are 3,991 head on offer. Finally, steers sold steady at Tri-State Livestock Auction in McCook, Nebraska, while heifers traded steady to $6 higher. There are 1,690 head on offer. As mentioned at the outset, equity markets were closed Monday, giving investors and traders an extra day to dwell on the inflation concerns and political tensions in Eastern Europe that drove markets lower amid a volatile ride last week. Drought will be an obvious key factor to whether the nation's beef cow herd continues to contract this year and by how much. Daryl Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, offered one scenario in his weekly market comments last week explaining widespread drought this year could result in much more pronounced cow herd liquidation and relocation than previously, and the scenario would be all about what we would have to do. Peel offered another scenario this week if drought subsides. He explains the cyclical peak in the beef cow herd inventory was in 2019. It's declined since then, significantly enhanced by drought last year, and to a more minor extent by drought in 2020. If drought is not a limitation this year, then Peel says higher cattle prices and expectations of continued higher prices could interest some producers in slowing liquidation, holding cattle numbers steady, or even expanding. However, he says, the extent to which higher prices leads to expectations of higher profitability and a desire to expand the herd will be tempered by higher feed and other input costs. For perspective, Peel explains, the overall beef cow culling rate last year was the highest since 2011 at 11.5%. In drought areas, he says, producers who culled heavily last year may be able to sharply reduce culling this year if forage conditions improve, while producers in other areas may hold cow culling to a minimum. After increasing sharply last year, he says beef cow slaughter could drop by as much as 10 to 15% year over year, resulting in a beef cow culling rate between 10 and 10.5%. The average culling rate during the last herd expansion was 8.7%. But, he adds, it doesn't seem likely that expansion signals are that strong yet. Moreover, Peel points to the 3.3% year-over-year reduction in beef replacement heifers January 1st, which limits herd expansion opportunities this year. Peel expects the most likely reality this year to lie in between severe drought and no drought scenarios, with continued drought in some regions. If so, he says, the result could be modest levels of additional beef cow herd liquidation this year, perhaps less severe than last year, but still significant continued reduction in the beef cow inventory. All told, Peel says it's likely that cattle numbers will continue to tighten in 2022. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 22nd of February. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.